Hawkins, if gun control is so popular, why are Democrats avoiding it? By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 2, 2018. Democrats have spent years telling us Americans want more gun control, yet now, 4 days before midterm elections, there are no candidates for federal office making gun control the central plank of their campaign. In fact, Senate candidates like Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, and incumbents like Senator Claire McCaskill, DeMo, are fighting to hide their gun control support from constituents. On October 29, 2018, Breitbart News reported undercover Project Veritas videos in which Sinema admitted the numerous gun controls supported by the candidate, but also made clear that Sinema could not discuss those controls until the election was over. We saw the same thing with McCaskill, whose staff praised her ability to hide her gun control support until after Missourians have all cast their votes. Once the election is over, everything changes. And a McCaskill field organizer describes the senator's openness to a semi-automatic rifle ban. Again, if gun control is popular, why not run on a platform of banning semi-automatic rifles? On July 11, 2018, Breitbart News reported that congressional candidate Tedra Cobb, DNY21, admitted to supporting a ban on assault rifles but said she could not say so publicly because it would cost her the election. A cell phone video of Cobb speaking to a group of teens captured her making clear that Moms Demand Action had advised her not to admit her support of an assault weapons ban until after the election. How can this be? After all, the mantra of Democrats and their surrogates in gun control groups and the establishment media has consistently been Americans want more gun control, but Congress is standing in the way. If this true, why is Cobb hesitant to admit she wants to ban commonly owned semi-automatic firearms? Hillary Clinton ran against gun rights in 2016 and lost to Donald Trump, who made defense of the Second Amendment a centerpiece in his campaign. If gun control is so popular, why did Clinton lose and Trump win? One last question: why do the few candidates who are pushing gun control go out their way to voice support for the Second Amendment? For example, on June 18, 2018, Senator John Tester, Democrat Montana, admitted gun control would not stop school shootings, yet he went on to push more gun control anyway. Tester prefaced his gun control push by saying, "The Second Amendment is very important to me. Just consider Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, a gun control supporter who aligned himself with Barack Obama and Michael Bloomberg post Sandy Hook. He pushed an expansion of gun control in the immediate aftermath of the Sandy Hook attack, then spent the next 4 years trying to revive that push at every opportunity. But he is up for re-election now, so he is running as pro-gun." Why do Democrats hide or seek to minimize their gun control support when elections draw near? A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News, the host of the Breitbart podcast Bullets with A.W.R. Hawkins, and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him directly at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.